For years he deceived, now finally he confessed. The moment a man, once a global hero, admitted his success was down to drugs.
Yes or no? Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
In all seven of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
Armstrong said his battle against cancer had given him a win-at-all-costs mentality. Doping to win his Tour de France titles, he said, never even felt like cheating.
And to keep on winning it meant you had to keep on using banned substances to do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that this is an acceptable answer, but that's like saying we have to have air in our tires, or we have to have water in our bottles. That was, in my view, part of the job.
But Armstrong admitted he was a bully whose behavior was inexcusable. He said he'd be apologizing for the rest of his life.
This is too late. It's too late for probably most people. And that's my fault. You know, I view this situation as one big lie.